This is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of March 18th in News on the Edge. Hope everyone had a great, fun, safe St. Paddy's Day weekend. Events going on all over St. Pete for that, and hope everyone had a great time. Some of the events that are coming up in the Edge District, and for those of you not familiar, that goes from along Central Avenue, from 16th to 9th and 1st to 1st Avenue. So nice tight district, about 8 blocks. March Madness is coming up. So starting March 19th, definitely check out all the basketball games for college basketball. Fergs has hundreds of TVs, so definitely a great place to check it out. But we do have places scattered all over the Edge that have TVs and will be tuning in for that great sports event. It's also the last week of Cirque Bizarre over in the Cirque du Soleil show over in Tropicana parking lot. So that goes through March 24th. So if you haven't seen it yet, it's amazing. Get your tickets and certainly head over to the Edge before or after for something to eat, drink, and shop. A couple of things coming up late March, March 28th. Circle that. Thursday, 4:10, first pitch. Rays opening day. The district will be packed. That always sells out. Lots of fun to have. And then March 30th, the Mezzo Market. So that Saturday, Rays are also playing as well. But then we have from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m., about 125 local makers and businesses set up on Baum Avenue and 11th Street. And it's just a great time to come out, shop during the day, also visit our brick and mortars in the district for that event. Several fundraisers are coming up with our Edge Association members, so their galas and their events. March 23rd is the Empty Bowls with Daystar Life Center, and that's from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., so check out Daystar Life Center, and there's still some tickets available for that. Several things in April. Circle those calendars now for those. April 18th is Dining Out for Life, so that's a fundraiser to help with Empath Health, and several of the Edge businesses are participating. So you go out, you spend some money at some of our places, and then they donate money back to those organizations. That happens each year. April 19th, which is the next evening on Friday, Spring for the Arts Creative Clay over at Nova 535. Grab some tickets for that. Grab a couple of friends, family members. That goes to a great cause. And then the next evening, Saturday, April 20th is Nautical Nights for CASA. That is their big gala annual. Tons of people go to that. It's a great fundraiser, great time to be had by all. So check all of those out. Great way to spend money and support our local charities. Our segment this week for Get Hungry, Get Fit is Papo's Taqueria is rolling out some new menu items. So one of the items that they're rolling out is called the Other Guy. And so with the Other Guy, you've really got the, I guess, kind of your fitness meal. And it's been designed for gym goers and fitness enthusiasts. And it's created with a post-workout recovery in mind. So it's got brown rice, black beans, the ancho chicken, which is grilled in organic sunflower seed oil, red cabbage, which is incredibly, it's soaked in local raw honey and apple cider vinegar. Have to taste it to understand how that flavor. And then pico de gallo with, it's got tomato, the red onion, cilantro, fresh squeezed lime juice and garlic. And then a side of chimioli. And that's got egg yolk, sunflower seed oil, cilantro, and salsa verde. And if you want to go lean on that meal, you can swap out the rice and beans for romaine and arugula and knock out 200 calories and get a little bit of extra fiber. So that's their new Get Hungry, Get Fit item at Papo's Taqueria. More menu items coming soon, so check them out. That's a great bowl. That's making me hungry now, right now, thinking about it. Other Get Fit items, you can dance off some calories at Enigma Bar and Lounge. So they're open 7 days a week till 3 a.m. So 1 p.m. till 3 a.m., 7 days a week, dancing every single night. So you can get a vodka soda or a rum and diet cola. Those are only 97 calories, and I guarantee you dance for a bit, you're going to burn more than that. Also, we've got Rare Body Studio, which does Pilates and some other fitness things you can do there. So check out Rare Body Studio right outside of the Edge District, and in the Edge District, St. Pete Physio. So physical fitness is always a way to get build up strength, but also burn calories. So check all those things out. You know, we want to stay fit during the year, so we have a great time with our friends and family. If you want to find us, edgedistrict.org. Take care.